good to be here today once again. We're the Seminoles, way down in the South Florida, not in Tallahassee. A real Seminole. Over 100 years ago, or about 100 years ago, there was a young man named Abraham Clay. He was one of the pioneers of the Seminoles. And some of the engineers that went down in South Florida exploring the possibilities of creating communication by roads, highways. Back in those days, there were no roads back in South Florida, way over there between Naples. I doubt if there was Naples there. Between Naples and Miami, there was nothing there other than nature. And Abraham Clay was around there, so a group of people, white folks, asked him if he knew his area in there. And that's kind of like asking Marie Osmond if she has toothpaste. So Abraham said, "Yes, I do." So he led the group of people through those swamps, exploring the possibilities of finding a way of making a highway through there. But it took days. As a matter of fact, it took weeks, and some of the people had doubts if Abraham took them out there and the rest of the Indians, Seminoles, wiped them out or something. The word was getting around, and finally Abraham and the group made it through, and that highway was created. That highway was made, and it's called Highway 41, and we sing about it. Going down the highway, Alligator Alley. Good people on my mind. Going to the swamp land where the blues won't find me. Down the highway 41. Highway 41, you're so good to me. Highway 41, sweet land of liberty. Highway 41, you're so good to me. Down the highway 41. Play that guitar. Alligator show 4 times a day. World may be changing, cow bones still look the same. Deer meat for supper almost every day. Thank God for the blue sky and summer rain. Highway 41, you're so good to me. Highway 41, sweet land of liberty. Highway 41, you're so good to me. Down the highway. 41. Thank you. guitar, please. Thank you very much. By this time of the year, when spring comes on, just about everything comes back to life. Everything, all the trees and plants, turns to green. It's beautiful scenery around here in Florida. And Seminoles, when they survive from the struggles from the U.S. government, conflict between the Seminoles and the U.S. government. You know, we survived, and it felt like the green grass was growing again when we finally survived it. So I wrote a song about it. Grass and the trees are green. Bugs are sounding, making happy screams. Wonders of the rain, bringing nature's revival. Rain is beauty to the one who makes the survival. Being still, one can hear the voice of God. I wish for you, and I spare not the rod. Sunshine is vital and nature's green. Rain is a grist and not a tree. Stale waters begins to lose its green. Sleeping bear wakens from his dream. Honeybees are humming a new song. Black waters rolling down. Fish hides from the wood ibis. The alligator stretches many a piss. Wonders of the rain bringing nature's revival. Rain is rest to the one who makes a survival. Thank you. wonders of the rain bringing nature's revival. Rain is beauty to the one who makes a survival. Thank you. There were names such as Osceola, Micanopy, Alligator, Wildcat. There were names like that that were popular among the Seminoles. And Jumper was another name that we kind of hold dear among the Seminole Indians. There's a lady here with us that's going to tell you about the lineage of, or the families of the Jumper. If she would come at this time, her name is Daisy.
Chihantamo. That's a greeting in my language. I just said hello. So my name is Daisy Jumper. My Indian name is Apache. So it means shadow. So you can call me Shadow Jumper. My great-grandfather was Chief Jumper, and he lived in Georgia at one time till the Europeans came and they took the lands. And he was one of the chiefs that tried to keep his homelands, and he fought back to try to keep it. But eventually he was driven into Florida and took his family way into the Everglades, to the swamps. And my father was born there. He grew up in the 10,000 Islands among the mangroves of Chokoleskee. And my father's name was Josie Jumper. And I believe they have a song about my dad, my father, and my great-grandfather Jumper. He shot and killed Major Dade, which started the Second Seminole War. It was the longest, and it was the costliest. But he was my great-grandfather. Thank you. Shanabish. Bye.
Raising children with his wife in the swamps of the Everglades, place where a Seminole Indian calls home, hunting for food and trap for his pay. He knew every tree in the swamp. He could talk to the wind and the rain, like a panther waiting for his prey. Swift like a deer, he knew no pain. Josie Jumper, where have you gone? Josie Jumper, you are to be known among the greatest warriors, Osceola, Wildcat, and Sam Jones. The footprints is all we see in the swamps where you set your trap. Children waiting for you to come home with something to eat and presents wrapped. Now that you're gone, never anymore to come home. Your days are all gone, I see. Never anymore you will roam. Josie Jumper, where have you gone?
Soldier jumper, you are to be known among the greatest warriors, Osceola, Wildcat, and Sam Jones. One more time. Jumper, where have you gone? Josie Jumper, you are to be known among the greatest warriors, Osceola, Wildcat, Jim Billy, and Sam Jones. Jim Billy is sitting right over there to my right. Thank you very much. Early one morning, it was a beautiful early one morning. As a matter of fact, I think it was about Christmas time from what I understand. On Christmas time, you usually expect maybe some presents, Christmas dinners, family get-togethers, just a wonderful good day. That's what we look forward to. And I don't think Seminoles was any different. On the shores of Lake Okeechobee, children were running around, having a good time. Children and the women were making food to eat, maybe grinding some corn, and men were getting deer or fish. And you could go out to Lake Okeechobee and get you a bucket of water. It was that clean. You could do that and drink it, and without getting sick or without dying from that water, like you can nowadays. Back in those days, the waters were clean. The trees were tall. The land was beautiful. And then one of the elders said, "I hear something in the trees. Those birds making a unique sound." The Seminoles can almost hear and understand the nature. He said, "I think someone's going to visit us. Sounds like a stranger is coming from hearing those birds." And sure enough, in the distance, in the horizon, soldiers were coming up to arrest or capture or kill the Seminoles, whether if they were children, women, old men, or whoever they were. It took place sometime back in the 1800s, around Christmas time. We wrote a song called Okeechobee Sam. It was a long time ago. Against their aunts and foes, for he loved his Sparta, Osceola, put up on over there. My people will always be one. Florida will always be my home, sweet home. Grassy waters, my land of gold. Okeechobee's blue waters and Okeechobee's. Okeechobee's blue waters and Okeechobee's. Okeechobee's. Let's go down to Okeechobee, Chumpy. Okeechobee's. the Seminole War began. Soldiers killed the lives of our women and children. The Trail of Tears began. Seminoles, Choctaws, Cherokees, Miccosukees. We didn't have any friends. Chief Osceola said, my people will always be Florida Seminole. Florida will always be my home, sweet home. Grassy waters, my land of gold. Okeechobee's blue waters and Okeechobee's. Okeechobee's. Pee-wee, pee-wee.
Thank you very much for listening to us. We'll be back.